That's it.
What you doing, King?
I'm watching Fox News, brother. I mean, yeah, King, brother.
So are we on now?
Yeah, go for it. Go nuts.
Well, nothing important happened today, didn't it?
Besides Bill Clinton taking a nap? No. And Bernie Sanders looking miserable?
But to sum up what happened today, to quote Mark Twain, I think you saw my post.
Yes, I did.
Patriotism is supporting your country all the time, and your government when it deserves it. And that's it. That's my spiel about what happened today.
So in layman's terms?
I don't give a shit what happened today. Today. But I love my country nevertheless.
So my main thing is, are you going to keep an eye on whatever Biden does? Or you're not going to give a shit?
Well, the government has failed everybody. So they don't deserve an ounce of levity. If they screw up, you tell them they screw up. If they fucking you over, you be vocal as hell if they fucking you over. You know why you can do that? Because you're a goddamn American.
Yep.
Because your loyalty starts with your country, your family, your countrymen, and dead last is the government. And that's all I'm going to say about today. And that's it. That's a quick wrap of today's events. Let's talk about actual shit that's popping, little things knocking.
Oh, you mean Portland again?
What happened to Portland?
Oh no! When they found out that today was a Biden's inauguration day, they went absolutely insane.
Wow!
What the main sign that I've seen is it doesn't. What does it say? We don't want Biden. We want revenge.
Well, you know what I'm about to say, but I'm not gonna say it.
Better not be the game award.
Oh, it is the game award.
They don't say it.
Exactly. I say,
It wasn't Black Lives Matter, don't worry.
No.
It was Antifa.
I thought it was an idea.
Oh. No, it was Antifa.
Well.
And of course, and I love, I've been watching Fox News like all day. I think Hannity and Carlson said it best. They're like, you know what? You have Antifa literally fucking up Portland, and what is Biden doing? Absolutely nothing. Harris? Absolutely nothing. She's just worried about her damn Converse.
Well, to quote the Joker, get what you fucking deserve.
Yep.
And let everything fucking burn. But don't get too close to these elites, because they get all uppity. They're far worse than those basketball Americans.
Yep.
If you ask me, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that LeBron is one of them elite people.
Oh yeah. When you come after him, he's gonna be all uppity.
Well, I know he is.
And plus, he's a basketball American, so he's twice of uppity. So, nevertheless, fuck him. Besides that, Andrew.
Yes.
Do you know that All Elite's gonna air their show in February in every major country in Africa?
Really?
Yes. I'm surprised. I thought these guys are too busy raping each other and causing a genocidal civil war.
What do you mean? Are you talking about Africa or are you talking about AEW?
Africa.
Ah.
Well, there's conflict in the Congo, conflict in Libya, in Syria. Other happenings in Africa, multiple tribal civil wars and violence. So I think these guys would be way too busy to watch All Elite Wrestling, if you ask me, Andrew.
Are they even gonna know what AEW is?
No, they'd be too busy with the rating to know. Oh, it's Cody. If people are asking, oh, what do you mean? If you don't watch, for people who don't pay attention, if you watch the movie Hotel Rwanda.
Oh Lord, remember we watched that shit in school?
It's just that, but 10 times worse and real. It's, what happened in Rwanda was real, but imagine non-stop. That's pretty doggers. So Andrew.
Yes.
Are you still playing your Fortnite?
Nope.
Are you doing the Fortnite dance with Ninja?
Nope.
Why not?
Fuck that game.
But you're Mr. Predator.
You wanna know why?
Why?
To quote you, it's a money pit.
But you don't want the Predator?
No, if I actually want the Predator, I'll play Mortal Kombat X.
This game is as ambitious as fucking as Smash Brothers.
Like I said, I'll play Mortal Kombat X.
Why you no longer like Fortnite? I thought you Team Ninja for life. For life.
I don't like that, dude.
No, I mean, cause you're playing,
Dude, yeah. I haven't played Fortnite in like the past 2 years. I scratched it almost 3 years now.
Well, you just felt out of love then? Out of love?
No, but when I realized that it was just a fucking money pit, now I was like, nah, I'm done.
too many skins?
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, that, and then two, you don't get all the skins right away, you have to level up to earn the skins.
Even if you buy the bundle?
Even when you buy the bundles, or the battle pass. So say for example, you bought this latest battle pass with Mandalorian, he could be level 100, and like I said, you have to grind literally the entire month just to get him. Or two, you could be like me and wait till the skin is sold separately.
Yeah.
With how many battle bucks it is, then you can do it by that. But like I said, it's just, majority it is, like I said, that's how they get you. Like when I heard about, when Marvel did, like, oh yeah, Venom's part of the battle pass too, I was like, oh, that's cool. But I'm like, oh yeah, but what do you have to do? Oh, you have to do challenges in order to unlock the costume. I was like, you can go fuck yourself.
But you don't even get the default character?
No, you don't even get the character. You have to do the challenges first. Then you get the character.
Oh, it kind of sounds like Call of Duty when they do their battle pass.
Yeah.
You get the default character skin for your operator, but there's some skins that requires you to play the fucking the battle royale mode. So I was like, fuck that shit.
Yep.
You know why? Because Warzone, that's their battle royale mode. It's fucking broken. People ask, broken how?
How is it broken?
It's cause there's obvious, super hackers are in the game and they're making the game unbearable. And two, you know, you can buy some certain, gun skins.
Yeah.
And the bundle, they always come with a preset, attachments for the gun, right?
Right.
Apparently there's a bundle where a certain rifle has the best attachments for that rifle. And it's Beast on the Battle Royale.
So you were like, nah, fuck that?
I was never a huge thing with VR in general.
Yeah.
But it was like, ugh. Kiss my ass, VR. It's just a fucking trend. It's like the zombie trend, but worse. But
anyways, why were you mentioning Fortnite?
Because Predators is in the, this season's, not this season, but I think a bundle. No, the actual Predator is the
and you
the
can character. No, and like, you can tell that game is slowly dying out when they're literally grabbing whoever character they can.
You can say the same thing to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, at the same time, they're the only one. Okay, I can literally say this: the reason why a lot of people are not playing Mortal Kombat 11 anymore. Because literally, they made Shao Kahn into a mid-carder. And you're probably thinking, what do you mean they made him into a mid-carder? Oh yeah! When you do story mode, and you have to face him, dude, I think it's General Kahn? Yeah, when you pick General Kahn, dude, fuck. I was whooping the shit out of Shao Kahn. I was like, wait a minute, I have it on easy mode. I don't even have it on beginner mode. And how the fuck did I beat Shao Kahn in like less than 5 minutes? But yet, when I played, what was it, a Mortal Kombat 9 on my PS3, literally, Shao Kahn almost made me break the damn controller. I couldn't beat him. So I'm thinking, like, how the fuck did you go from Mortal Kombat 9, where Shao Kahn was literally, like, a heavy boss, to just a fucking mid-carder in 11?
No, the major problem with Mortal Kombat is they're just stuck where they don't improve. Little by little, it's just, they don't, you know, the whole thing, don't fix what's not broke.
Yeah.
But they don't fix stuff that it's currently broken, but they don't fix it. And that's why you see it slowly dying there, and also you're not seeing it in probably in competitive scenes.
No, and you wanna know why it's not in competitive scenes?
What?
You wanna know why they're not, the Mortal Kombat, like, video game tournaments are literally dying? It's because when the PS5 came out, and Mortal Kombat did announce, like, oh yeah, we're having a Mortal Kombat tournament, and guess what? PS4 only. So literally, Mortal Kombat and Ed Boon literally said to PS5 people, you can go fuck yourself, cause you won't be able to be in the tournament. And Mortal Kombat literally said, oh, if you kept your PS4, you can join the tournament, but if you have your PS5, then we don't know what to tell you. So you're shit out of luck. So they literally told PS5, owners of PS5 to go fuck themselves. I think same thing with Street Fighter V, that tournament too, it's only for PS4.
And that's the problem with that's always been the major problem of, the fighting game genre. The reason why most of these genres extremely popular is because of the independent tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, Smash Bros. Is still popping because of the independent tournaments and semi and major league pro tournaments. But I don't know what to say. It's just, oof. The fighting games are no longer the it factor no more. It's a dead genre that refused to improve. And refuse to evolve. They're still stuck with the bare bones. And you see it in Mortal Kombat, them literally just adding 80s action stars and movie characters in the roster to get people to, some talk about it. That, hey, look, we still exist, Since they put a fucking, what's it called? The latest character is Rambo, right? That's right. The guest star, right? Imagine they put, what would it be a fucking poggers on character from the '80s? They put Mad Max.
Yeah.
Imagine they put Mad Max. Not Fury Road Mad Max, the Road Warrior Mad Max. And people will be like, hey, now they're just milking us. What are the booties? Oh, Andrew, do you remember when I sent you that photo of the guy who made the Measure Cheap Hazard?
Yeah.
Guess what he made as well?
Gorgonite.
Archer.
Nice.
It's a fucking shame that doesn't do anything with the product. Just, at least make figures, That's fucking awesome.
Oh, speaking of Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat professional player disqualified mid-match after mocking game developer. One Mortal Kombat 11 esports player was disqualified mid-match after mocking NetherRealm Studios at the second MK11 Pro Competition Tournament.
Really? Doing what?
Hold on, I'm about to read it to you. It happened yesterday.
What he did? Did he call him the game award?
Having taken place 1 year since MK11's launch in 2019, this esports celebration of the hit fighting franchise's most recent installment has featured the best players from around the world competing for a large cash prize, along with special content reveals and news regarding the future of Mortal Kombat altogether. Fortunately, players being disqualified or banned entirely from esports competitions for unsportsmanlike or downright offensive conduct is nothing new. However, as last year saw a depressing number of famed competitors being let go in the wake of pretty much of the Me Too movement. Even more recently, Twitch removed the famous Pog Champ emoji from its site for a disturbing message regarding the riot at U.S. Capitol. As reported, Kotaku, Mortal Kombat Pro 11 competition finalist Titanium Tigers, with two Z's, was abruptly disqualified from his top 8 match a few days ago after he labeled his Shiva variant. Why did NRS do this? In an apparent dig at developer NetherRealm Studios, decision to disqualify him was a sudden one so much that the commentator Shusum Mitsawin's sheriff and Miguel Doth Arma Perez fumbled through their announcement as they received word of the development and Titanium Tigers and his opponent continued playing off stream for quite some time before they were notified. When asked about the situation later, Titanium Tigers claimed that he meant no malice towards NetherRealm with his variant label. and would gladly have changed it if NetherRealm asked. Which he says he wasn't before the disqualification. So far, NetherRealm Studios, no Warner Brothers Games have given any official comments or any explanation why.
It's just a bunch of people being a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, pretty much. NetherRealm and NetherRealm Warner Brothers are, you know.
You can't meme no more.
No, you can't.
You know, because I remember back in the day in the Xbox and the PlayStation 3 era where people were playing online, people just dropping the Epic Game Awards.
Yeah.
And talking about how they're raping their moms right now, or how their sister sucks eggs in the locker rooms.
Yeah.
Those were the fucking golden years. And now these little fag rooms. I'm gonna ban you. Now they're working in this position of power, like, now Billy Joe cannot make fun of me, because I cannot do a 360 no scope. I don't know if you ever played games online during that era. Or watch videos during those eras, you know, the griefing and the trolling videos.
No.
You know, back in the day when YouTube was actually cool.
I didn't get into online gaming until I got the PS3. So I was pretty much late to the party, you know that.
Yeah. But, I don't know if you watch any, griefing videos or trolling videos.
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Yeah, that's during back in the day when gaming was in its golden era, where a lot of people were like, you can make money just playing video games and just having little goofs and gaps. Like, hoggers. Truly, we're living at the worst timeline.
Pretty much.
And also, that's a lot of bullshit.
You know why?
A lot of bullshit.
Some chick
all elite action figures, like, that's bullshit. There's no way you can find all elite figurines.
Wait, what?
Yeah, some chick called, Chick Foley.
Yeah.
Yeah, she found, some all elite action figures in her local Walmart. I mean, Target. I was like, that's bullshit. You can't find nothing.
Oh, I know, I know at Target, dude. My little sister and my stepmom went to Target, like, a couple weeks ago, dude.
Yeah, you can't find shit.
No, that's what she told me, that they went down the toy aisle, dude, and that shit was a ghost town.
Fucking scalpers. Fucking parasites, I swear.
No, I literally, you couldn't find any toys, not even the baby toys.
Like I said, fucking parasites.
I guess.
That's why you gotta go to actual, I don't know if there still exists, any hobby store or comic book shop that's still open. Well, because at least they have those figures.
Yeah.
You know, before the whole fucking, Koof, pandemic, the whole Koof meme hit, one of my local comic book shop, or I think most of them are a car shop, guess what Dragon Ball figure they had?
Broly.
Fucking Broly, dude. And it was like only, 20 buckaroonies. Not that bad, right? That's almost like retail. I know you're asking, why you didn't buy them?
Yeah, why didn't you buy him?
I didn't have my credit card.
Ah, son of a bitch. You gotta carry that shit with you all times, homie.
Last during the day, me and my nephew were going to the gym together.
Still, dude.
I had my wallet, of course, but I had no money. It's not because I don't have money, it's just I didn't brought my credit card. It's one of those days like, oh fuck, they have my credit card. And also, in the shop they had the Japanese exclusive He-Man figure.
Nice.
It's not just nice. The He-Man figurines in Japan was different. It was not the standard Mattel box.
Yeah.
It was a different kind of box. It looked cool. And also they had the Marvel Legends figurines before they did the whole series figurines. But the ones you gotta build another character.
Yeah.
I think they had a fucking Captain Britain.
Nice.
I was like, cat person.
Yeah, and I think they had, like, other figurines. And this is before they were, like, all the movie characters in. Most of them were just other comic books. Being Blade Ultimate. Who else? The Guardians. Not the movie Guardians, but comic book Guardians.
What else? Oh, yeah, it's Lost Spider-Man.
Of course.
Lost Spider-Man, Venom, Daredevil, Elektra. Oh, Punisher.
Oh, you stupid motherfucker. You could have caught that.
What you playing?
Mutant Football League.
Oh, what team you're repping?
The Los Scandalous Damned.
Los Scandalous?
Yes. It's literally their version of the Rams, but instead of, like, the regular Rams, literally has a pentagram around it, so... And most of my team is
what's my Skeleton team? Warriors?
I have a few Skeleton Warriors. I think a couple of Cyborgs, and most of them are Demons and Aliens. Dude, this game is so much better than Madden.
Dude, anything's better than fucking Madden. Do you remember when 2K actually made, 2K Sports made their own, NFL football game?
Yes.
And it was far better than fucking Madden?
Yes, it was. To the point where they never did it ever again.
You know why?
Why?
Because EA threw a fucking TC fit. It was like, oh, you can't do that. We have exclusive right to the point that, with the last, 2K Sports, Monday Night Football was the last because EA actually got the sole rights for the NFL to have, certain players.
Boom, pile driver on the hill. And you're probably thinking, what do you mean pile driver? Yeah, if you literally, if you press X, you hold on the X, you can literally grab the person and literally give him a pile driver in the middle of the field.
Hey, also, do you know a blitz?
Oh, I wanted to get that game so bad. I know you had it, you lucky bastard.
Yeah, I got the second game.
I know, you were telling me that, that game was like the best game ever on the PS2.
Pretty much Blitz is, imagine, the replacements and any given, Sunday mixed with, WWE. And that was Blitz League. Blitz.
This game does have a little bit of blitz in it. Like you said, you can power driver, you can give him a Goldberg spear, you can
Can you do after tackles, brawls?
Oh yeah, pretty much after, when you get up, you can literally start punching and kicking the other players, and then the referee comes in and stops it.
And also what makes the game awesome is that the players do drugs, it's not like, oh, they're not thinking, they're obviously taking steroids, they're taking the testosterone.
Are you on the juice?
Taking literally experimental drugs. They can literally kill people in the field.
Oh, I know, people can die in this game too.
You can tackle a guy so bad that their neck just snap.
Oh no, in this one the field does have booby traps on there. Like, since the Los Angeles Dam is mostly like hell, there's that little fire pits.
Yeah.
Little fire pits, there's huge cracks in the ground.
There's
huge cracks ground to the point where you can like fall in and you'll be injured on the spot. Oh, and also you could bribe the referee. You can bribe the referee so the referee will be on your side. And also if the referee is already bribed, you can literally tackle the referee and start beating the piss out of him. Let's see what else. There's one game where, there's one team where they do psychedelic drugs, and that's, Denver. The Denver team.
And what's, are they elves?
No, they're not elves, they're, that one's a mixture. That one has cyborgs, robots.
Why would robots do psychedelic drugs?
No, that's their defense. Their offense is mostly, trolls, mutants.
Oh, so not each team have a unique race of playing their team.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like dwarves. So it's all a mixed match.
Yeah, they're all mixed matched.
I thought it was like blood ball.
No, like I said, the Tokyo Terminators, that one has mostly robots because, like I said,
Oh, they're sick with the gimmick.
Yeah. Oh no.
Not because in blood ball, I think it's a Warhammer's version of Blitz.
But oh, all yeah, the yeah,
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 they, yeah, they had that one. They had
but, like I said, like, they had, like, their gimmicks, like, oh, the humans are, you know, there's a human team, there's the elf team, there's the dwarves, goblins, orcs.
Yeah, this one's sort of similar like that, but this one literally is like every parody has a team. There's like I said, Los Candles Damned, the.
Do they have legendary players as reference of other players?
Oh, yeah, Jared Goth, Goth.
Oh, he's Goth.
Yeah. He's pretty much a big ass demon. Let's see, there's,
what about Jerry Rice?
No, they, current players.
Ah, boo.
I know. Let's see,
Brad Mikowski from the Bookspurks?
Oh, you mean, Gronzkowski.
Yeah, Gronz.
And then, Dry Breeze.
What about Tom Brady?
Oh, of course, what was his? It was... Oh no, his is Brady Thomas.
It's just his full name.
It's literally, yeah, it's pretty much reversed. And trust me, when I faced against that team, good God, they were a pain in the fucking ass. Are they going for it?
Was he the New England Miniman or?
Something like that.
Or the Watchmen?
Yeah, I think so. And like I said, dude, they were the biggest pain in the ass during the playoffs.
Do you get achievements if you knock off one of the legendary players?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get experience points. Ooh. Oh, fuck you. Oh, I'm going after you. Hold on. Fucking one of them just literally gave me a Kurt Angle slam, and that shit hurt.
The Olympic slam?
Hell yeah, I'm about to fuck up.
Because I remember in Blitz the League, like, you could literally grab your helmet and just bash the guy's head and boosh.
I wish I could fucking do that.
And also you could click the guy's nuts to the point that he died because his nuts exploded.
Oh no, one of the robots literally set a time bomb on the football and my guy exploded. And literally, he exploded and you actually saw the green blood come out and the referee gave us a 10 yard plus. So we're literally almost at the goal line, so I'm trying to do the rest.
So, literally you got the suicide team. You can literally send your rookies to die for...
Pretty much, that's what happened here. They literally sent my running back to die. Go.
Yeah, for real, like, G League legends or the legends are, like, quote-unquote, they're in the bleachers if they're out of the game.
Oh, pretty much, like I said, the old games, what the fuck? 10-yard penalty? For crop dusting farts? Oh, fuck that. Oh, fuck.
Oh, for farting?
Yes. Crop dusting. Oh, that's it. I'm gonna fuck
you. You can literally cripple and kill people.
I'm about to farting,
God forbid.
I'm about to fucking fuck up the referee.
God forbid I fucking fart.
There you go. Hey, he fell off the cliff.
God forbid I fucking fart. Oh yeah, every now and then like a story, like an RPG kind of story. You know, you first built your player, you decide, you ask questions that you become a quarterback, a wide receiver, or a running back. But, you know, it's obvious you go like, oh, I want to be a quarterback because, you know, why not be quarterback?
Oh, no. Oh, what the fuck? An interception.
And also, Blitz the League had like different divisions. There were like the job squad and all the way to, the New England Patriot level division.
I read the referee.
The coolest thing about it, you can build your own team?
Oh, no, that's the thing with the deluxe edition I bought, or the dynasty edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever team you pick, you have to start them off from the ground up.
And you can have your team in like, any part of the fucking world. You can literally have a team in Alaska. And also, if I remember correctly, the fucking, the logos.
Yeah.
They look pretty sick. You know, each logos you can pick, like, and their name's always, like, you know, funny, like, you can be the Alaskan gangsters.
Oh, here we go. Go.
Yeah, it's fucking snowing in Anchorage. It's like, the gangsters.
Touching out.
And then in the story mode, they give you like a little, like a snap of the team you're playing. Like, oh, these teams, you know, notorious for being, you know, you know, dirty cheats or their star quarterbacks, you know, some, you know, wannabe a rapper.
Oh no, that's the thing. Every team you face, you can get a quick summary of how
they're doing. Yeah, like a quick summary.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. They'll give us a quick summary of the play, of the teams and which players you gotta look out for. That was a good ass kick.
Yeah, I remember it.
There you go. What's funny
is, the game look, not as pleasant in the eyes, but you know, when the game gets going, it's pretty poggers.
Who the fuck gave this fool a chainsaw? There you go. Oh, fumble.
One of the things that made Blitz the league, you know, pretty, you know, probably the best is the X-ray injuries. You know, you can see, like, you know, when a player's testicles, you know, twist to the point that one burst.
Oh, shit.
Or when a player's muscle just tore, or see their heart just go explode because of too many testosterone, or see them having a hemorrhage. Yeah, that happens. Oh, man.
Oh, interception.
The golden eras of fucking shovelware video games. And what makes it even sadder is that the consoles, they do, but yet literally you had to find the shovelware games.
No, like I said, this, which is weird, this was made by, like, an independent studio. And like I said, this game is pretty appealing towards the eyes. Like, when I seen that Warframe one.
Yeah.
Warhammer, that one didn't look too appealing to me.
What, too fantasy?
Yeah, like, I seen the trailer, I was like, what the fuck? Is this a Dungeons and Dragons, or is this fucking a football game?
It's curious of all of the, you know, fantasy races having a football league.
No, but then
yeah, all the problems are solved in playing football. There's no war, it's just play football.
No, that's fine, but then when I seen the trailer for this one, I was like, okay, this is made by a studio I never heard of, and I think the DLC, like the extra teams,
yeah,
altogether, I only paid $30. Yeah, $35.
Any cool teams?
Said Scandalous Dam, the Tokyo Terminators. Their logo looks sick.
They're not a reference to an actual league. So wait, I think they're a reference to one of the Japanese leagues. Cause, you know,
yeah. There's Tokyo. There.
I thought it'd be the Samurai.
Now, Tokyo Terminators, the Los Scandalous Damned. I think the Old Orleans Souls.
Not Voodoo Boys.
No, not Voodoo Boys. I think there actually is a team by the name Voodoo, but I forgot the city that they're named after.
But it's not fucking New Orleans.
No, it's not New Orleans.
That's fucking stupid. It's like having a team called the Aztecs, but there's no. But the team is not in any part of Central or South America.
Hmm.
It's somewhere in fucking Wyoming. Man, you know what made me go back to watch football, Andrew?
What?
If the players are doing, you know, fucking, you know, spears and, you know, taking out their helmets and people in the head. doing steroids.
Is that why you love the XFL so much?
I wish the XFL was that cool.
Too bad it's dead. Too bad it's technically dead at this point.
I want to fucking play, I want football going back to, back in when, I think in the 20s, where players literally, switch plays and just, stab each other. When guys were literally wearing little leather caps and some padding and literally just beating the living shit at each other they weren't paid that much. They were literally paid like what? I think $20-$30 per game at the time.
You know what? They should actually make a football game like that where it's actually back in the day. EA, hire us. Everybody's like, what do you mean EA? Yeah, like actually make a game like set in that era. And actually wear the thin pants and all that and actually legit people getting injured, your whole team.
Or heavy football brawls because
one of the players slept with the other player's sister.
When literally linebackers have brass knuckles and just block, when the league was literally run by the mob, well, still is, but not very obvious. Man. Why no one makes sports cool no more?
Oh, I know, I did see the new, I was thinking about getting, which game? I think it was, the NBA, not NBA 2K21, I think the other one, where it's supposed to be like NBA Jam.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting that one, but after seeing the trailer, and I was like, this game looks fucking ugly. It looked ugly! And that one had Michael Jordan, and Larry Bird and all that. I was like, okay, cool. Then when I was looking, I was like, this game looks fucking ugly.
So they're using the name brand of NBA Jam, but it's not, doesn't have the spirit of Jam?
Pretty much. Ooh. I think the only one that had legit NBA Jam was the remake for the PS3. And that one was literally like NBA Jam. It was literally NBA Jam, but just remastered. It legit remastered.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying, like NBA Playground,
Yeah, I think, NBA Playgrounds, that was the second one. Cause they had it on sale here for like $15. And I was like, alright, cool, like I'm thinking about it, and I was like, alright. And then I said in the trailer, I was like, this game looks ugly, like it was too colorful. It's like, oh yeah, 4K HD, and you know what I'm thinking? Like, this game's too colorful to the point where it hurt my eyes.
it was vomit.
Yeah, like it was just bombarded in color, so I was like, what the fuck? This game's too bright and too colorful for me. Like, maybe to like a little kid, like I said, if I was a little bit younger, you know, like in high school and seeing that game graphics, I would have been like, okay, and like, fuck it, I'll get it. I'm seeing it now, I was like, no.
Yeah, it was just vomit.
Ah, damn it, first down. Oh yeah, then I have a couple werewolves on my team too. Yeah, they literally do that. Whenever we score a touchdown, they start howling.
They don't have an item, you throw a bone at them. They're like, oh, he's a running back. Just throw a bone. They're like, oh, where are you going?
You're going the wrong way. Catch that shit. Oh, fucking incomplete.
Well, is it like a regular incomplete, or it's like literally the play just made her tackle the guy before he ever caught the ball?
No, Tokyo was trying to catch it, and I tripped him, so neither one of us were able to catch it. So it was literally an incomplete pass.
It's just like a regular incomplete. It's not the epic, you know, blitz, you know, mayor tackle, boom.
Ooh, the angle slam begins.
You motherfucker, some angle slamming me.
I know they're getting mad because of the scoreboard.
Why they're losing like 1,000-0?
23-3.
23-3. Well, it just sounds like a regular football, sports. Not sports, team.
29-3 now. No, but there's actually one game where that actually did happen. I think it was like 77-6.
What, did they just throw, can you throw the game? Like, you know, oh, fuck this shit.
I wish I could, no, but the only thing was, like, they kept asking the other team, like, oh yeah, do you wish to forfeit a mercy? And the other team was like, no, and I was like, you guys are idiots, this is literally, it was like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, man, hey, y'all can call it right now. So what I kept on doing was I just kept on bending the knee.
Well, each time you had the ball, like, oh.
Yeah, like, I would pretend to throw, but I would just run off to the outside. So I gave him back the ball. And then every time they kept on throwing it to me, I wound up intercepting, so I was like, what the fuck? Uh-oh. Touchdown.
Andrew.
Yes.
Are you ready for a Willy Wonka Origins film?
What? Why?
Yeah.
Who asked for this?
Titled Wonka. The film will serve as a prequel and will showcase the earliest days of the chocolate of the company.
Like I said, who asked for this movie?
It won't have the famous, you know, actor who made the character famous, Mr.
Gene Wilder, because he passed away.
Yeah, who made the role pretty iconic. It's not gonna be fucking Johnny Depp, because, you know.
Oh, fuck that.
He wasn't bad, he was more eccentric.
No, that one was just shitty writing from Burton.
Johnny at least tried to salvage it. Try to save it. He just went full cheese. There's nothing wrong with cheese, it's just, you know. Oh, Andrew. You want to hear something pretty epic?
Sure.
Cyberpunk, you know, the latest game that was released, like, you know, several months. Guess how much it's worth right now?
$0.
30 buckaroonies.
$30?
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally saying I could buy it.
Yeah, you could buy it. You could buy it depending on what store you go. They're literally slashed the price in half.
Well, do you blame them?
It gets fucking worse. Like, even the devs say, like, we shouldn't have released this game as it is right now. Literally, you know, when the I think the head guy who runs the company, who did the whole, you know, British BP skit of, oh, sorry. And he experienced it like, next year with all the fixes, the game will be just as we predicted. Larry, we bought a $60 game to wait for next year for the game to fix. And people are calling Cyberpunk the new Anthem or the new Mass Effect Andromeda. Fucking mess. And in lighter news, they just making fun of Cyberpunk. We saw clips of Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Oh yeah. I decided, well, me and my family were talking about it, and now we have HBO Max now.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, I'm gonna watch King Kong vs. Godzilla, motherfuckers, and Mortal Kombat. And so are you.
Oh, no!
Yes, when that movie comes out, we are reviewing it, and we will watch it, and I will talk
to you. Are we gonna fucking watch, the remake of The Witches?
I said you keep angering me and tempting me, then yes, I will use that for torture.
And also with the little snippets of you know, King Kong and the dragon, we saw a little snips of the uppity basketball American next to Bugs Bunny.
Oh yeah, Space Jam 2. And literally everybody is waiting for Space Jam 2, and I'm like, why? It has no Michael Jordan in it, so why do I care?
And more, and the new Mortal Kombat film, is it just a remake, or is it just a...
No, it's a brand, it's pretty much like, literally towards the game. So literally the tournament, and apparently the major storyline besides the tournament is Sub-Zero and Scorpion's feud.
So I just thought it was just, we're just redoing the movie.
Yeah.
So no Raiden?
I don't know who's in it. They only showed Liu Kang, Sub-Zero, the dude with the razor blade hat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'll be back. I don't know who's really in. Like I said, I only showed screenshots. I showed Liu Kang. I show Kung Lao. Yeah, Kung Lao with the razor blade.
You got it right.
Kung Lao, right? Scorpion. No, not Scorpion. Yeah. No, Sub-Zero.
Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade, and that's it. Those are the only screenshots I've seen. But that's the one that Warner Brothers actually released. So there's no, I haven't seen Scorpion yet. I haven't seen Shang Tsung. I haven't seen anybody else. Another interception. Get wrecked.
Oh, and who they have as commentary?
Oh, that one dude from the, remember The Longest Yard?
Yeah.
That one dude that sat next to the Indian?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's literally doing commentary. And he, you know how he does weird voices?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he does weird voices in here too. He literally plays as three separate people.
So he's literally by himself, or he doesn't have a...
Well, he does his normal voice, then he does his weird high screeching voice, then he does another dark deep voice.
Oh, so he's fucking, he's earning that paycheck?
Pretty much. And then too, since it's rated M, he literally cusses a lot too. Like when your player doesn't catch it, you'll literally hear one of the other guys like, hey, yeah, you know, catch the ball, fucking asshole. Didn't they teach you how to catch in football camp?
It would have been funny if John Mann was still alive.
Oh, dude.
You see the dwarf? Right here.
See the dwarf? Oh, I was looking at some of that last night. Wait, what? What were you doing last night? Watching some dwarf stuff.
You know, it would be sick if, you know, you see John Maslow market site in the field, like, you know, like, as an op, like a hazard.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. If you throw the ball near the circle area, the ball goes faster. It goes like a boost.
They do have something like that for one of the trick plays. It's a sonic blast. So you throw the football and it's literally a sonic boom to the opposing team so they can't catch it. Another interception by me. Son of a bitch. I'm on a roll today. Man, this team sucks. Oh, go. Come on, run faster. Jump for it. Jesus Christ, it's 53-3. Do you think the game's over yet? Man, this is barely the second game of the season and I'm already whooping ass.
Yeah, you're making moves, but you're only in division. You're only in division 5. You're not in division 1.
Oh, not yet. I gotta work my way up to division 1.
Yeah, that's where Tom Brady's waiting for you.
Oh, you mean Brady Tom? You mean Brad Thomas?
Yes.
God, man. If I have to face him again and I fucking lose, I'm gonna fucking throw my controller at the screen.
No, it's gonna be the division, the Super Bowl, and you're gonna fucking lose.
Oh, you mean the Dynasty Bowl?
Yeah. It's part of the story. You lose, no matter what, you still lose.
That actually happened to me the first time I did Dynasty, I lost to them. I was fucking pissed. Luckily it was at their stadium, so I wasn't really driven.
Wait, there's actually a boost for your players to be driven if they're in the home field advantage?
Some teams, yeah. Like you said, that one team that does psychedelics, yeah, they actually do have, they have some sort of a boost. Cause they can actually set their little booby trap.
Yeah.
So everybody will be on LSD, so you won't be able to throw or tackle for shit. Cause you'll be too busy tripping.
Well, it causes a reverse effect on the controllers.
Yeah.
Like going up goes down and down goes up.
Yep. Exactly what you're saying. And that team, literally, if you know how to outdo them, they're literally a jobber team.
The only thing that team has is just their gimmick.
Yeah. Oh, interception. Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, they took the ball from you. What you gonna do?
Oh, they set a booby trap.
Who is the Los Angeles Pentagrams facing?
We're still facing the Tokyo Terminators. Oh, nope, game's over.
It's over!
Victorious. The Los Angeles damned.
And now see the star quarterback. Who's the Rams quarterback?
Jared Goff.
Mr. Goff right here, he threw the ball right in here. Right there. He intercepted.
And then he threw the ball right here.
And who's the right receiver for the Rams?
In this one?
Yeah.
Brooks?
He didn't pass Brooks. Brooks right on the open right here.
Oh, here we go. The Micro Hard Mutilators. And that one's supposed to be Seattle.
Oof.
That one's supposed to be Seahawks because instead of the Hawks, they have a pterodactyl.
I thought it would be the Portland Rioters.
No.
If I had my way, that would be like this.
Yeah, the Microhard Mutilator. Let's see, what's my schedule like?
You know what would be their effect? Anarchy.
Oh, they actually do have one like that. The Insane Colts.
There's like a huge 50% chance that if you play them, they will not do the commands you tell them to do.
Yeah, okay, this is hold on, I'll be back.
I don't know, people were asking, what do you mean, if you decide to do like a shotgun pass, and they say, you know, fuck that, and they decide to do like a fucking running play, while they're like literally 2 and 15. But you can't call for timeout when the half that hits. Yeah, play it. You can get a literally run, you know, 2 and 15 to go to the first down mark. And Oh, man. We're going to talk about wrestling. When you know, Andrew comes back, we're going to talk about wrestling. And fucking, there's nothing good about Wednesday. Nothing good happened. Probably, you know, the pit match, but even that was pretty disappointing. What else happened? That's pretty poggers. Oh, God damn it, Andrew. It sucks. Sucks. You know, it sucks that I saw to dance. In other cyberpunk news, a class action lawsuit has been submitted by a law firm representing the city's investors who said that they were misled about the performance of Cyberpunk on the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 consoles. Yeah, this is the second lawsuit this company is getting because of the bullshit performance in Cyberpunk. And also, in other fucking Cyberpunk news, if people who were who watched the E3 demo, apparently the demo that they aired during the show was completely fake. None of it was actual gameplay. It was just literally a movie that people were just doing stuff. And here's the head honcho trying to justify why they faked it. And here's his quote: "It's hard for a trade show game demo not to be a test version of the vertical slice of 2 years before game ships, but it doesn't mean it's fake. What people are reading on the article may not know is that the games are not made in a linear fashion. If you look at the demo now, it's different, yes, but it was a work in progress mark on it. Our final game looks and plays way better than the demo ever was." Pretty much saying that, oh, yes, the demo we shared was, yeah, it was BS, but hey, the finished product, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good game. It's just, I don't know. Positive words from Conan, I think. A former WWE superstar and WCW superstar, Conan, said about NXT, and his quote goes, "NXT is a well-done show and well-produced show. Great matches, great eye for talent, and Triple H is running it. And Triple H is running that. I think it would change for the better. I think Triple H knows what they need."
Triple H is good for what?
Conan is just saying, NXT is, it's a pretty good show. A pretty good show. It's, well produced. Oh, now you're back, Andrew.
Yes.
Question. Have you saw the new Marvel show?
WandaVision?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what you thought about it?
I'm already confused.
Is it even worth it, or is just...
It's alright.
So it's not even worth the, it's not worth the hype?
No, that's the thing, like, it's one of those shows where you have to, like, sit down and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much like Sons of Anarchy, and, it's pretty much like Sons of Anarchy, like, if you don't watch it, then that means you wouldn't, when people talk about it, you're gonna be like, what? Like, what the fuck? And then if you're a comic historian, you'll understand a lot more, especially with the old retro commercials. Well, anyways, let me run you down before, interrupt that. Hey, here's the teams they have to face. The Microheart Mutilators, Purple Mutant Eaters, the Insane Cult, Midway Mutants, and then the Cardinal Sins, the Killadelphia Evils, Crack Some Skull Jugulars, the New Gorlin Zombies.
New Gorlin Zombies. Ghouls.
Mortar City Maniacs. The Malice Hellboys. And again, the Microheart Mutilators and pretty much depending on my record, then I'll go to the playoffs from there. Then I'll face the other division. I'll face the East. Hold on, I know I have more teams here. That's just from my side. I gotta go to the other side. Okay, here we go. The Nuketown Patriots.
Oh, that's where Tom Brady's at?
Yep.
He's waiting for you.
The Orcs of Hazard. The Sin Francisco 40 Nightmares. Scarolina Panzers. The Blitzburg Steelheads. The Baltimore Razorbacks. The Lost Wages Invaders.
The Raiders reference.
The Dead Lantern Vultures. Full Metal Mayhem. Galaxy Chaos. Green Bay Attackers. Hexon Oilers.
I thought it would be the Green Bay Cheese Curls.
Nah, Green Bay Attackers. Hexon Oilers. Carcass City Creeps. Oh, Leveland Burns. The Los Scandalous Volts. Oh, the Mile High Chronic. And their stadium's all full of shrooms.
I thought it would be weeks.
I thought so too. Oh, the New York Tyrants.
New York.
And that's it.
Yeah, since you watched that show, is it even worth it watching it?
I liked it because it was different. I liked it because it was different because the first episode's literally like in all black and white, and it's literally like I Love Lucy. And then the second episode was like Bewitched, but then towards the end that one went towards color. So now I guess we're going to the 70s show. The era of television.
So it's gonna be what's the name of that show?
Three's Company, I guess.
No, the one show that Ben Ray always rips off.
Who?
When they do the piano bit during the opener.
Oh, you mean the old racist man? I don't know the name of the show, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I Archie Bunkle.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, also, am I the only one that thinks the whole Marvel show doesn't look like it's gonna, ground shaking?
Well, of course not, because it's apparently the setup for the next phase of movies. Yes, they actually did say that the phase, what was it, 4?
But who really cares about the Job Squad?
Yeah, you're right. The only thing people care about is Fantastic Four, Blade, and the possible X-Men.
People ask you, what do you mean Job Squad?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Characters that don't fucking matter, like fucking She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
If you were, don't you like She-Hulk? When they use her correctly, she's good. When they're just trying to rip off Sex and the City, but have the character green, it's lame and gay. Oh, do you know She-Hulk shares the same number of canceled series next to Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel?
Of course.
Because they don't know what the hell to do with her. Interesting. Ain't she the same powers, Hulk? No. At best, she's, what's the word?
I don't know which word you're talking about.
She-Hulk is as, super strong, as strong as, the strongest woman in the world. Like a woman, body, like a Miss Olympian as strong. And fighting powers is not as special. It's just literally someone who just knows basic fighting. Improve it by 2 points, that's it. Then, Loki show? What do you think about that? I know the show's coming out this year, but any of those trailers you saw interest you or tickle your pickle?
Pretty much the only one that did was, I want to say Loki. I think Loki's the only one. I'm just waiting for Blade. I say that's the only movie I'm really waiting for is for Blade. Now let's go to the Google News and let's see what we got.
Oh, let's talk about the wrestling. And we're only talking Friday and Monday. Because this Wednesday was shit.
From which end?
From both shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you want to talk about Friday and Monday in particular?
Well, because those are the only ones with some substance.
I guess Raul didn't have anything for me.
Yeah, Raul was just boring. I'm not gonna lie to you.
okay then. Pretty much a quick summary of Raw. Gilbert showed up.
Yep.
Drew McIntyre. That was the Miz segment. That literally Gilbert and McIntyre were the only ones carrying that segment.
Yep. Asuka being jobbed out. Not jobbed out, but made to look ridiculous.
Yep.
And the reason why, because now Alexa's getting fiend powers.
Yeah, Alexa getting spooky powers.
But while Randy Orton became the Phantom of the Opera.
Pretty much.
But what, a fire fetish?
Oh no, it's, if you didn't watch the movie This Is Us, that's the movie he's referencing. Not This Is Us, the movie Us.
Yeah.
The one with, the one that, done by,
some overhyped, basketball American.
Was it Jordan Peele? Yeah, Jordan Peele. Yeah, Jordan Peele, when he did a movie, that's the movie where Randy Orton was referencing. Because there was a character who was obsessed with fire. So that's where Randy Orton's getting his influence on.
And I thought Alexa Bliss would be the one with the face burn, but no. It's like fucking WWE is toying with us. Fucking Randy burn Alexa's face. Come on. Or throw ass at her. Do something awesome, but no, don't do that. What a lame world. I'm sick and tired of this world.
Okay, so that was pretty much Raw, and then
SmackDown.
And then what else? Pretty much everybody's entering themselves for the Royal Rumble, and
a superstar has to announce their entry if they're given permission by management.
Yeah.
If they had a fight for their lives, for their spots.
Oh, so it wasn't like 2017 where everybody pretty much announced themselves?
No. Only management gives them the go-ahead to announce if they're gonna enter the Rumble.
No, but remember that year everybody pretty much announced themselves.
Yeah, because,
we need those pay-per-view, but we need the network stream.
And also, we know Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest are going to be in the Rumble.
But no Aleister Black.
Nope, Aleister Black is probably in the doghouse.
Wonder why.
Yeah, so it's like a dwarf that calls his career to... but anyways.
Well, better than Paige. Apparently she's, better than Paige, who's actually going forward with the union, Wrestlers Union, which is your favorite.
Here's the thing about union, she's literally gonna have the, superstars to not just pay more for insurance, but they're gonna get shit insurance.
Yep. Even more shitty insurance than they have now.
Well, theirs are semi good, but they gotta go to the union doctor. You can't go to the specialist, you gotta go to the union doctor.
Here's a bunch of Z-Packs.
Exactly. fucking bitch. Adopt a fucking Ethiopian child if you feel like you are
you have nothing in your life to do. Or have your pimple Molly for once. And she's still doing her, oh yeah, she no longer does her Twitch, right?
I don't know if she does or not.
If she does, there's a song called White Girls Fuck Dogs. Yeah, each time she gets a donation, or the text to speech, the song should just play White Girls Fuck Dogs.
And
if you want to listen to the song, you can. It's on YouTube.
We'll probably will.
All right, let's talk about Man Friday Raw.
Friday Night Raw.
Yeah, because Monday night was shit.
Well, like I said, I pretty much just explained it. Oh, yeah. And also, Lacey Evans and Ric Flair having a sugar daddy angle.
I thought she wants to be the seven mother of Charlotte Flair.
And that's why I think Charlotte literally was trying to break Peyton Royce's leg.
No, I had to have the daddy fetish. Not you. Not you.
You. Ewee. As you say it.
Yeah. All right. The show starts with Roman Reigns reading the contract of his Rumble match. Very unhappy, and Heyman is trying to calm him down, talking about how bad the contract is. And Reigns explains he doesn't change, leading to Heyman taking the contract away and promising to fix it. Make the match and have a gimmick.
Because of course.
Because Roman Reigns doesn't want it to work. That's the gimmick. After that, we saw Uso cutting a promo, saying that he's gonna be in the Rumble, and he's gonna challenge whoever wins the Raw title belt. He's gonna take the title belt because for him and his slave owner to run this company. And guess who comes out to save the day?
Kevin Owens.
Babyface Nakamura.
Babyface.
Yeah, he turned babyface.
When the hell did that happen?
Last week.
And of course, he didn't want to talk about it.
Well, because something more exciting was happening last week. So, yeah, and Nakamura came back with his, NXT music. Then Nakamura said that Roman Reigns is the big dog and Jey Uso is a small poopy. And Nakamura defeated Jey Uso in a pretty much fun match. Looking good, looking sick. And also Cesaro was in the ringside cheering his former buddy on. I'll explain why. And also we saw Sonya Deville talking to Pierce backstage. And she says she's been watching his own matches on the YouTube and thinks that he has a chance. People are saying that Pierce used to wrestle in the Ring of Honor. Yeah, under the same name or different name?
I think it was a different... I want to say I think he kept the last name, but he changed the first name.
Yeah, I think he had the longest title reign in Ring of Honor history.
Yeah, one of them, yes. His main feud was with Kevin Steen.
And the Panda Express. Because Kevin's fat, that's why. And out of nowhere, walks in, Heyman then walks in, and so he's adding a few gimmicks to help Pierce, so there's no that the match is no disqualification, and of course Pierce says it ain't gonna help him at all, but he accepts it anyways. However, in an interesting segment with a small interaction between Sonya and Heyman, knows how for the past few weeks Sonya showed up and he's been pulling strings backstage, and apparently hinting that Sonya Deville. It's the inside man for Roman.
Really now?
Yes. After a commercial break, and pretty much hinting that Sonya Deville's pulling strings, because after that we saw Roman Reigns talking to a jobber among the stars, Apollo Crews. And Reigns gives him some tips before Heyman walks in and tells Roman to walks in, getting Roman pissy over the contract once again, saying that he would never want a no disqualification. That's not the match he wants. And Apollo watched closely and learned from the head of the table. For a second, this made no sense until you realize in talking smack, Heyman, verbally berated Apollo Crews, saying that Apollo Crews is weak, but he lacks the talent for himself. As that, Natalya won a match against, Natalya defeated Liv Morgan in a average match thanks to Billie Kay trying to help Liv Morgan ending costing her match. And pretty much it's just, Liv Morgan and the Riot Squad and Natalya and Billie Kay something to do on TV. And also after that, we have Corbin defeating Rey Mysterio in a very short match. And Dominic was on commentary with Graves having an intense argument with him, advancing the story well, and Corbin slightly better than in these short matches. It sounds like Corbin is very limited. He's only good at doing short matches. After that, Bayley's had a new talk show segment called Ding Ding Hello with Bianca Belair. And saying that Bayley's not afraid of Bianca because Bayley has nothing to prove. Just her record speaks for herself. But she respects Bianca. Now, the reason I want to talk about Friday night, because Cesaro fucking brought a four out of five star match in fucking Friday night.
Really now?
Cesaro defeated Daniel Bryan in a pretty much a pure wrestling bout. These guys, you know, hole for hole, strike for strike, pretty much almost like a main pay-per-view match. And it was pretty good. Cesaro showed that Cesaro is, you know, the guy. This is the guy you want to have your eyes peeled. But noticing how John completely the WWE fan base is, it's like, oh, Cesaro is always the best. But you and me, Andrew, we know Cesaro's talent since day one. And
yep. Oh, wasn't like that podcast I used to listen to before where they used to shit on him.
Oh yeah.
Ah, fuck! I forgot those guys' name. What was it? Tom and Sal Show, whatever the fuck they were called.
Yeah.
Yeah, who used to shit on him? Who else? Him, Nakamura. Who else? Cruz, Apollo Cruz. And people were like, really? Yeah, there's this one podcast, I think it was Tom and Sal's Wrestling Show or some shit, and they would always call Cesaro a jobber. Never championship material. He should have stood in Ring of Honor. He should have, you know, should have stood in Japan. He should have went to Japan. I even told Eric that I think it was like our first or second season I was talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
That those guys listen to whatever Vince says. So if Vince says, oh, I don't like Cesaro, then these guys automatically are like, oh, we don't like Cesaro either. And these guys are like in their like 40s or 50s. I was like, that explains why. Because you guys grew up in the 80s. And you were, you know, I'm thinking you guys were in the 80s and 90s. But think about it. The guys like guys like this who's old school trained, of course you're not going to like him. You like that's the thing. They like Owen Hart, but they won't like Cesaro.
Yeah, this match was pretty much a show why Cesaro should not be overlooked. And I think this match showed that Cesaro slowly turned babyface while turning him heel. Yeah, he's gonna be a tweener. But I think he's gonna be like a Tabasco Ciampa. But are we gonna see him in a slightly higher mid-card belt and or championship run?
Who knows?
Who knows? It depends. Because in recent time, the heads of either WWE or I think Fox wanted the list of superstars not being used by WWE, and I think they want more of them. And one of the stars was Nakamura and Cesaro, and that's why we saw the recent Nakamura going back to the main event card, and Cesaro might getting a face push because of how poggers the match was. I gotta say, if you can watch Cesaro and Daniel Bryan's match, it was pretty good. Both guys, you literally just, gave their best. Both men cracked their skulls open. Yeah, so again, Cesaro got a nasty suplex, and guess what happened? He got a nasty gash in his, back of his head. And while D-Bry, you know, doing his, suicide dives like normal, yeah, he had some nasty landings. It's all pretty good. And after, ruining the mood, you got, Apollo Crews defeating Sami Zayn, grabbing Sami's tights in a very short match. But advancing the storyline, you know, Sami Zayn going full blown on conspiracy theories, saying that WWE has it against him. He has a camera crew. Most likely he's gonna have a fucking, a TV segment in WWE called Sami's, something conspiracy theory. But it also was pushing Apollo's storyline about him getting his, title opportunity to take, Big E's title belt. And also the main event was pretty much, the signing of Roman Reigns and Pierce match for Royal Rumble. You know, Roman signed the contract and Pierce said, I wait until you sign the contract. You know why? Because Pierce got a injury, in quotations. And he said, oh, just like any contract, you know, the card is subject to change. And guess who was his replacement?
Who was his replacement?
Fight Owens Fight.
Cool.
And this pissed off Heyman and the Samoan Stooges. And that's how the show ended. With Roman Reigns seeding JB like, I cannot believe you do that to us. While Apollo is like, I got Jude! Yeah, that's the reason I want to talk about Freddie, because Cesaro's fucking Pogger's match. Pretty good. And I said, you know, overall the show was a good solid night because of, you know, storytelling and also Cesaro's fucking, superstar making match, but proving that he is the man in the company. After that, WWE's gonna have a live event in India.
Really now?
Because NXT India is a thing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And you're ready to hear the card? You have Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, Charlotte Flair, AJ, Belair, The New Day, coming back for one more time, Nakamura, Cesaro, Ziggy Poof, and Robert Roode, Ricochet, Hall of Famer, Ric Flair, WWE Superstar, and WWE's first India Descent Champion. Are you ready, Andrew?
Sure.
Jinder Mahal.
Hey.
The Bollywood Boys are coming back.
Woo-hoo.
And also India's all tag team, WWE Ingers and Sharia. You know, the guys from NXT, but we never saw nothing about them.
Yep.
They're coming back because they're gonna be the stars in India's NXT. Gia Uyama from NXT. And also, Kira Divedi, the first Indian woman to sign with the WWE contract. And also, three of Great Khali's students. Yes, Great Khali has a wrestling school in India. I was imagining your face, Andy.
No, I'm intrigued going.
Alright. You know what his students are? One student is called Giant Sajir. And this guy towers with 7'2", weighing over 340 pounds. While the other guy, called Diri Sharki, who's 7 feet tall and weighs 310 pounds. Those are the Great Khali students. Two giant fuckers who are very limited. The Great Renewer has students. I hope he's a far better teacher than fucking Shawn Michaels. Imagine! Fucking the Great Khali's a far better wrestling teacher. They're Shawn Michaels.
Oh, we'll find out on that.
The fucking irony. Imagine that. And another superstar. Garu Rajiv. Pretty much the first Indian born high flyer. Pretty much a cruiserweight. That arena's gonna smell like curry. And it's gonna be stinky. Ew. After that, and the only thing worth talking about on Wednesday was, ironically, the pit match. What do you think about the pit match, Andrew?
Oh, I don't know. I watched the Inner Circle tag match.
What do you thought about the Inner Circle tag match?
It was pretty good, except for Jericho. Jericho's a little bocce-bocce.
Oh, he got lazy?
I don't think he was lazy. I think one of the moves, like, I think he fucked up on.
Don't say that on any social media because those all elite marginal will be like, what the fuck? Jericho's a bad. No, don't get Jericho fucking up his dagger all in the twist. The match was pretty good, but
what do you thought about the ending?
Of what?
Of the match that
Mr. J, MJF won via holding the tights.
That's good. Well, that's pretty much a heelish move. The heel move. Okay.
Him and Jericho becoming the de facto tag team specialist in the inner circle.
Yeah, but you already have a tag team there, so it's kind of like, it's like low key no point of having, you know.
That was the point of the whole tag team, to show who's the de facto tag team specialist in the group. And that specialist is gonna be Jericho and MJF. You know, Santana and Cruz? Fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. Even though they were already the tag team.
Fuck you!
Yeah, pretty much.
They might or may not break up.
Yeah, but there's no point in Santana and Ortiz breaking up because they're a tag team and they're brothers, so there's no point.
No, they might defect and go to the other jobbers group.
What other jobbers group?
Your boy.
Who?
The fat, baldy nobody.
Oh, Kingston?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I haven't seen him in a cool, well, since the whole, they took out Pentagon a couple of weeks ago. I haven't seen that.
No, he's shooting with Warhawk.
Wait, why?
Because he wants to kill him for reasons. And also because he's a jobber. So why not? Wouldn't you want to kill a jobber for the memes?
Yes.
Yeah, I know most people. Why are you not talking about All Elite? Well, because they felt, nothing special. It was literally by the numbers, flying out with the seats of their pants. And fucking Cody Rhodes wrestled some nobody for fucking Dark.
Pretty much.
Even Andrew agrees with me. There's no disrespect to him, but you know, it's literally like, you know, we don't know who you are. We only saw you as the guy who's in the quote-unquote
audience. No, he faced against the librarian, didn't he?
Yep.
And he only had one good angle in AEW. That was against the dude who, the Dungeons and Dragons dude.
Yeah. And that's in Dark.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, speaking of which, before we go, one of our loyal fans, remember how you were talking about, remember how I was telling you through the group chat that their Twitter's gonna start censoring conspiracy channels and this and that?
Yeah.
Well, one of the people, our diehard followers, the Sons of Pico Rivera, since they're not part of the conspiracy theory, Twitter suspended their account.
Am I surprised? No, I'm not.
You already told you this when they announced it.
No, because I was fucking right. It was never been about censoring people that have spooky. It's not about censoring the boogeyman. It's about censoring anyone that against the grain.
I don't always. Okay, go ahead.
It always was. It always will be.
Yeah, I asked him. I was like, "Are you okay?" And he says, "Yeah, man." Twitter suspended my account without warning or even sending an email to explain why I've even been suspended. I think majority of the reason was because I was trolling everyone who was calling Trump supporters in our community domestic terrorists. After that so-called phony Capitol siege, all those fools were calling me a redneck, wishing death upon me and my family members, which I think was pretty funny, to be honest. Which I was being civil, yet I got banned. Twitter has some serious flaws in their enforcement of their user policy. Anyways, I'm currently appealing, and let's see if I get my account back. LOL. People love you as long as you agree with them, but when you try to make them think or try to educate them, they grab their torches and pitchforks against you. LOL. Haha, LOL. Thank you for reaching out. Your support is much appreciated. And I told... Go ahead.
Like I said, Andrew, it was never about removing the spooky people or the Nazis. It was always about removing those who are against the grain. They want the sheep. When you decide to not to follow the herd, guess what happens? You get clapped.
That's it. I told my homies said the same thing, aka you and Marcus, about people loving you until agreeing with certain subjects. They're the ones I do the podcast with, and I told him, so who's wishing death upon you? You mentioned that in the paragraph. He says, oh, I don't know how old you are exactly, but I'll be down to go on your podcast and talk some shit and explain my situation. Oh, the whole death threat upon my family. I told a story about how my low-riding Latino family members, a specific Latino family member who worked for the pretty much the unified school district as a groundsman his entire life voted for Trump. And also who voted for Trump. And all these people literally said, I hope your racist uncle dies. Which I thought was truly funny, to be honest with you. And I asked him, I was like, well, you still have Instagram, right? And Facebook? He says, yeah, but I wanted my Twitter account to be more controversial and to get people talking about what's going on in our fair city. Mostly our residents trust our politicians way too much. And that's why
we're in the problem we have. People are getting led by the nose.
And also, he actually said this. This is why they keep getting scanned by them as well.
Because people are stupid. Let's say straight out. People are fucking retarded.
And speaking of which, do you know, I'll get back to his in a minute. Do you know what Newsom's calling everybody who's signing the recall?
Yeah, go ahead.
Newsom is literally calling, hold on, I screenshot it on my phone. I screenshotted the article, I even shared it on Twitter. Oh, here we go. Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks and a line of Democratic elected officials claim that in the recalled effort was a coup to remove Governor Gavin Newsom, led by far-right extremists, including white supremacists and neo-Nazis. However, they provided no evidence to support the allegations. And also, I read a different article on Facebook and also on Google News. Apparently, the same dude, Rusty Hicks, is calling everybody who's signing a recall a Trump supporter. So pretty much what he's calling me, and probably the police officers and the firefighters who are trying to remove him, they're pretty much calling him a racist, a far extremist Trump supporter.
Like, Andrew, was I fucking right or was I fucking wrong?
No, you're right.
Hey, because these fuckers don't give a damn about you. No. It's all about power. And the people that vote for them, they deserve to get fucking conned. Even my own family members, they deserve to get anything that happens to them, they fucking deserve it. My mom, my sister, brother-in-law.
Why, did they all vote for him?
Well, technically my sister and my mother cannot vote because they're not citizens.
Oh.
But, you know, they get led by the nose of the, policy, you know. It's good for us.
Oh, pretty really? Much whatever Newsom says goes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're being led by their nose. And sadly, my fucking brother-in-law, he's fucking whipped, so.
He's what?
So, he's whipped.
Oh. So pretty much you're the only one who actually sees the truth.
Oh, my nephew knows what's up, but, you know, since, you know, he can't show his power levels in his house.
Yeah.
He can catch my drift. And that's the thing, it's just, these guys complain like, oh, why are taxes so high? Why are taxes so high? Well, you vote for this, you got led by the nose, got what you deserve.
Yeah, even on Facebook too, a few friends that I worked with in Tahoe, they're saying the same thing. They're like, really, you have a guy in Newsom who's pretty much calling you a retard for literally trying to get him out of there, even though he's literally scamming you. He's a legit con artist in a fancy suit. And the thing is, like I said, the cops and firefighters and multiple other, you know, unions or, you know, pretty much the unions.
Yeah, they're all in it. It's all about fucking paychecks.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like I said, but now Newsom is fucking them over as well.
Because, hey, what happens when you're in cahoots and the guy in the cahoots cuts you out of the cahoots and they deserve everything they get and then some.
Yeah, alright. Well, back to the Sons of Pico Rivera message.
Yeah.
I'm just happy, like, yeah, our residents trust our politicians too much and that's why we keep getting scammed by them. I'm just happy we managed to get good people on the school board like Andrew Latta on council. Those were big wins. I believe we can take the city over with a strong social media movement. It's been working so far until I got suspended. And I told him, and then he's like, yeah, I still have my Instagram and Facebook. He's like, I'm gonna keep fighting to get my Twitter account back. But if not, I will. It doesn't matter. I'll start from scratch. I have all the media. I have majority of the tweets and media on my phone. And I told him, like, you know what? If you gotta do it, you'll get a support from, get some support.
I'm always gonna support my people against the system. Fuck the Uno system. Or the one party system. It's not, like I always been saying, it's never been, one party or the other. They're all the same, bastards. Playing us. When election comes, don't vote for, one party or the other. Vote for candidates that, put your interests first. My interest is the country. Put the country and its citizens first. I don't give a shit what happens in Israel or
gender studies.
What are you gonna do for me in the city I live in, or the city I live in, or the country I live in? America first, not America second, or last.
If I had a third party, I'm gonna do it. Fuck the established parties. We gotta support, candidates that have, American first mentality, and that mentality is, community first, countrymen first, country first, and that's my policy. If you don't have that shit, get the fuck out of my face. If I need to literally throw a Molotov cocktail at the system, I'll do it. Not literally, metaphorically. Metaphorically, yes. For those, trigger happy people, like, oh, that's not me.
And then afterwards, he says, thank you for the support. He says, oh, with your help, we actually did make a good change in our community. I told him, really, I did? He's like, then he just left me on rest. So I was like, okay. But remember how I went on my fucking rants about the school board meetings.
It's not just the school board. We got put American first people in every, official, position. From law enforcement to even a fucking animal control, we gotta put people that put country, community, and people first. Or if we can, I can get involved in politics. I know more people are like, oh, I don't want to run for any office. To the point that we have to. To the point we have to get involved in politics.
So Eric, do you have any? Do you have any
advice?
Well, I can say advice, yeah. For the closing segment.
For professional wrestling, Cesaro proves himself to be the best superstar that WWE has. Help WWE count their blessings. Any moment Cesaro could get got that pink slip in. He could have gone anywhere, literally.
He almost did. How many times? Like twice? But the reason why he didn't get fired this last time, because he's like, I already know, I know with him, he'll have multiple options he can go to. Because he doesn't want to have that effect, like you said, when everybody leaves WWE all of a sudden and other brands are like, oh, championship. The point where they win all the main belts and they're like, well, fuck, I could have done that too, but I don't like the guy.
And that little segment that Andrew brought about, like I've always been saying, I don't know, people, like I was posting, Andrew, it was never about removing the bad people. It's always been removing dissidents. It's all about control. Until eventually, those people that want those dissidents out, the same hammer hits them twice as hard. But eventually they will know. It gets to the point of the tiring. Like, you say the same thing over and over, but people are not going to listen. Sometimes they got to learn hard and hard, very hard. You got to literally raw dog it. Sometimes. Only to them, they lose everything. Now they will know. Like I said about the guy, I wish you luck with your fight. You start with, City Council, that's a good step. But, you gotta put more candidates in any position. From people running, water and trash, to people that put, country, community, and people first. America first, you may think. In every position, to the point that we could literally change the current political dynamics in California. Yeah, removing these parasites and put actual tenants that, you know, actually want to improve the state, not just take and make millions of just sitting their asses just signing papers. And that's what I said. Is it going to be an easy fight? No, it's not. It's going to be hard. People are, brain dead. They will call you names. They will try to, deplatform you, remove you. They will try to do everything in their power or illusion of power. But just remember this. As hard as they hit you, you got to hit them as twice as hard. If even you actually get one person to listen to you, that's the only thing that matters. As long as you get one person, as at least you get one person that you know finally wakes up from the illusion, the haze, and start trying to improve, you did your job. You don't need to get 1,000 people or 1 billion people or 20 people. At least you need to get one. With one, you got the job completed.